This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How unspoken expectations fuel the emotional intensity that makes patient hearing so difficult. Why staying quiet gets harder when hidden expectations are doing the talking. In short, unspoken expectations do not wait for their turn. They enter every conversation ahead of the speaker, preloading your emotional response before a single word lands. Patient hearing fails not because you lack the skill, but because the emotional charge was already live when the conversation started. Hidden assumptions act as filters that distort what you actually hear. The closer the relationship, the heavier the accumulated expectation load. Clearing the charge before the conversation is more effective than managing it during. Definition: patient hearing difficulty describes the breakdown in attentive, sustained listening that occurs when emotional intensity, generated by unspoken expectations or unmet needs, overwhelms a person's capacity to stay present and genuinely receive what another person is saying. When someone tells me they struggle to stay patient in difficult conversations, my first question is always the same: what were you expecting before it started? 9 times out of 10, there is an answer. And that answer, sitting quietly beneath the surface, is doing most of the damage. Patient hearing difficulty is rarely about the words being spoken. It is about the emotional weight that arrived in the room before anyone opened their mouth. I have spent decades watching people try to listen under pressure, and the pattern repeats itself with remarkable consistency. The harder the relationship, the heavier the expectations, and the harder patient hearing becomes. Understanding why this happens does not just give you sympathy for yourself. It gives you a precise place to intervene. Why emotional intensity builds before anyone speaks. Most people think emotional reactions happen during a conversation. In reality, the charge is already building before it begins. You walk into a meeting with your manager, and your body tightens before they say a word. You pick up the phone from a difficult colleague, and your jaw sets before the call connects. That is not a weakness in you. That is the accumulated weight of every previous exchange, every disappointment that was never named. Unspoken expectations are the primary fuel. When you expect someone to acknowledge your effort, and they do not, that expectation does not dissolve. It converts into emotional pressure. When you expect a colleague to follow through on something, and they fail again, the expectation becomes a grievance. By the time the conversation starts, you are not listening to a person. You are listening through a layer of everything you wish they had done differently. That layer is precisely what makes patient hearing so difficult. Unspoken expectations have a way of hardening over time into something far more corrosive. If you want to understand how that process accelerates inside teams, the article on how unspoken expectations become premeditated resentments that destroy team synergy maps the progression clearly. The core mechanism: how hidden assumptions collapse your listening. Here is the thing most people miss. Patient hearing does not break down because you stop caring. It breaks down because your attention gets redirected inward. The moment an unspoken expectation gets touched in conversation, your focus shifts from the speaker to your own reaction. You are no longer listening to what they're saying. You are managing what you are feeling. Those two activities cannot fully occupy the same space at the same time. The mechanism works in 3 stages. First, the hidden expectation exists before the conversation begins, usually unarticulated even to yourself. You have not said, "I expect you to lead with an apology," or "I expect recognition," before any criticism. The expectation lives below the level of language. Second, something the other person says or does not say triggers the expectation. It might be a tone, a word choice, a pause in the wrong place. Third, your emotional system responds as if the worst-case version of that trigger is confirmed. The speaker is still talking. You have already begun preparing your response, your defense, or your withdrawal. This is why patient hearing difficulty is especially sharp with people you know well. The longer a relationship, the larger the inventory of unspoken expectations. You are not listening to a person. You are listening to a history. Every sentence they speak lands against the backdrop of every sentence they have ever spoken to you. Emotional flooding happens fastest where accumulated expectation is deepest. The same principle applies in teams. When role expectations remain unclear or unspoken, the emotional residue builds into patterns that make every conversation harder. Patient hearing does not stand a chance in that environment. What this looks like in a room. Let me give you 3 situations where this mechanism plays out visibly, because recognizing it in real life is the first step to interrupting it. A team member comes to you with a problem. Before they finish the second sentence, You are already thinking about the last three times they brought your problem without first attempting a solution. You stop hearing their words and start hearing your frustration. They are talking. You are already elsewhere. A partner raises something that has bothered them. The first word out of their mouth carries a tone you've heard before. Instantly, you're defending a version of yourself that has not yet been attacked. Patient hearing collapses in the gap between what they said and what you expected them to mean. A colleague gives you feedback in a team meeting. Two words in, you notice they did not acknowledge any of the progress you made last week. That omission, that unmet expectation of recognition, charges every word that follows. You hear the criticism loudly, and the specifics barely at all. In each case, the conversation did not cause the emotional intensity. The unspoken expectation arrived first and preloaded the reaction. That is the pattern patient hearing difficulty follows, reliably and repeatedly. The connection between unmet needs and the conflict patterns they create is worth understanding clearly, because the same dynamic operates at both the individual and team level. Why most people cannot see it happening. The reason this mechanism goes unrecognized is simple. It is invisible from inside the experience. When you are emotionally triggered, the feeling does not announce itself, as this is an unspoken expectation firing. It announces itself as clarity. You feel certain about what the other person means, certain about their motive, certain about what is happening. That feeling of certainty is the disguise. There is also a practical reason people miss it. Most communication advice focuses on what to say, not on what you are already feeling when you walk into the room. Prepare better responses, choose better words, use better frameworks. All of that is genuinely useful. But if the emotional charge is already running hot before you speak a single word, technique alone will not hold the listening posture you need. I cover the gap between knowing what to do and actually being able to do it under pressure and say it right every time, because that gap is where most communication skills collapse when it counts. The third reason is more uncomfortable. Naming an unspoken expectation requires acknowledging that you had one and that it was not met. For many people, that acknowledgement feels like vulnerability or defeat. It is easier to stay focused on what the other person said wrongly than to examine what you silently needed them to do differently. For teams, this blind spot compounds over time. When psychological safety is absent, people cannot name what they actually need, so expectations remain unspoken, the emotional charge keeps building, and patient hearing becomes harder with every exchange. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emunblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What the analysis means for how you prepare. The practical implication of everything above is this: if you want to practice patient hearing effectively, you must do the most important work before the conversation begins, not during it. Before a conversation where emotional intensity is likely, take 2 minutes to name your expectations clearly. Not what you want to say, but what you're silently hoping will happen. Do you expect an apology? Do you expect them to see your side first? Do you expect recognition before critique? Write it down if you need to. The act of naming the expectation reduces its automatic power over you. You can still feel it, but it no longer operates below your awareness, hijacking your attention without your permission. This connects directly to the empathy bridge concept, which works partly because it forces the speaker to step outside their own emotional frame before the words land. The same logic applies to listening. When you acknowledge your own emotional load before the conversation starts, you create just enough space to hear what is actually being said. The second practical step is to set a clear internal intention. Your only job for the first 2 minutes of a difficult conversation is to hear, not to respond, not to evaluate, not to counter, not to decide whether they are right or wrong. Just to receive what is being said. That simple constraint does more for patient hearing than any technique I have seen, because it gives the emotional reaction somewhere to wait while you do the work of actually listening. Feedback conversations are one of the highest risk settings for patient hearing breakdown, because both parties typically arrive with unspoken expectations about how the exchange should go. Knowing that in advance lets you prepare more honestly. The Say It Right Every Time core framework builds psychological safety into conversation structure precisely for this reason. When both people feel safe, the emotional charge drops, and patient hearing becomes possible again. The framework's empathy element asks you to acknowledge the other person's position before delivering your own message. That same acknowledgement works in reverse for the listener as a way of clearing space before the conversation begins. Finally, when you notice the listening posture collapsing mid-conversation, do not pretend otherwise. Say it plainly. Give me a moment. I want to hear this properly. That single sentence is more respectful than pressing forward while only half present. Honest communication under pressure depends on the courage to admit when you are not quite ready, and then actually get ready. The truth beneath the difficulty. Patient hearing difficulty is not a character flaw. It is the predictable consequence of carrying unexpressed needs and unarticulated hopes into conversations that feel high stakes. The emotional intensity that makes listening so hard is not irrational. It is the accumulated evidence of everything that was never said clearly enough by both sides. Here is what 60 years of paying attention to this has taught me. The conversations you find hardest to listen to are usually the ones where you have the most riding on the outcome. Not riding in the sense of stakes, but riding in the sense of hope. You hoped this person would be different. You hoped this time would go differently. That hope, carried silently into the room, becomes the very thing that prevents you from hearing clearly enough to give it a chance. Patient hearing difficulty begins to ease the moment you decide to say the expectation out loud, either to yourself before the conversation, or to the other person at the start of it. That is not weakness. That is the kind of directness that earns genuine understanding. Frequently asked questions. What makes patient hearing so difficult in emotional conversations? Patient hearing becomes difficult when unspoken expectations create emotional charge before anyone speaks. The listener is already reacting to a perceived slight or disappointment, which means their attention goes inward rather than toward the speaker. Presence collapses before listening even begins. How do unspoken expectations affect patient hearing? Unspoken expectations act as hidden filters. When someone says something that confirms your unstated assumption, your emotional response fires immediately. Instead of truly hearing what was said, you hear what you feared or expected. Patient hearing requires clearing those filters first. Why is patient hearing harder with people you know well? Familiarity breeds assumption. The longer you know someone, the more unspoken expectations accumulate. You stop hearing the person in front of you and start reacting to a pattern you have built up over years. Patient hearing breaks down fastest in our closest relationships. What is the connection between unmet needs and patient hearing difficulty? Unmet needs generate emotional urgency that competes directly with your ability to listen. When a need goes unacknowledged, the emotional pressure builds until your focus shifts from hearing the other person to protecting yourself. Patient hearing requires enough safety to set that urgency aside temporarily. Can you improve patient hearing even when you feel emotionally triggered? Yes, but it requires preparation, not willpower. Naming what you expect before a conversation begins reduces its power over you mid-conversation. When you know your triggers in advance, you can catch the emotional reaction earlier and return your attention to speaker more quickly. How does patient hearing difficulty show up in the workplace? In the workplace, patient hearing difficulty often looks like interrupting, finishing other people's sentences, or mentally preparing a rebuttal while someone is still speaking. These behaviors signal that unspoken expectations about roles, fairness, or recognition are driving the reaction rather than what the speaker actually said. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.